as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
This is the Vinyl Barrage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out,
way out.
Where I wanna be, 'cause that's the place for me.
I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. Come along as we explore the lesser-heard world of rock and roll, beginning with its roots in the blues of the 30s, through the R&B of the 50s, to the releases of today that still respect the music from which it came. All the while touching on the history, collectability, and significance of each piece of vinyl. We're about to expand your musical comfort zone, one record at a time. For the past 2 weeks, the Vinyl Garage has explored Vietnam, as seen through the eyes of the four major musical genres, folk, rock, country, and R&B. This week, it's the other hot-button issue of the 60s, civil rights. Let's take a moment before we move ahead to address the references to the vile civil rights crimes that some of the songs we'll hear drew inspiration. Their titles and lyrics pulling no punches to what side of history the songwriters wanted to be associated with. This Vinyl Garage highlights a depressingly dark period in our nation's history and some of the music it inspired. Because that piece of vinyl can not only entertain, it can also educate. It said sunlight is the best disinfectant, and in this case, it's in 4/4 time.
Paul and Silas bound in jail, had no money for to go the bail. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Paul and Silas thought they was lost, dungeon shook and the chains come off. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. Freedom's name is mighty sweet, and soon we're gonna meet. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on. I got my hand on a gospel plow, won't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your eyes on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Stand is that chain a hand on hand. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. I'm gonna board that big greyhound, carry love from town to town. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, keep your. staying in the wilderness too long. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. One thing we did was right. Was the day we started to fly. Keep your eyes.
shall not be moved. We shall not, we shall not be moved like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved.
Like many folk tracks, Keep Your Eyes on the Prize was based on a traditional song. In this case, it was Gospel Plow, which can trace its lineage back to as early as 1917. The modern civil rights anthem's lyrics are attributed to activist Alice Wynne in 1956 and first found a place on vinyl in 1961 by Pete Seeger. The version we heard is by Bruce Springsteen and found on his 2006 tribute to the aforementioned Seeger, We Shall Overcome. The spiritual I Shall Not Be Moved was based on scripture and also credited to traditional. First recorded by the Tascama Four in 1926 on Victor Records. Mavis Staples' version took until 2007 to be released and is found on her We'll Never Turn Back, Ry Cooder produced LP. If there was a location in America where civil rights atrocities seemed to be accepted as the norm, it would be Mississippi. I would like you to meet native of that state, Medgar Evans. Born in Decatur, Mississippi, Medgar was a World War II Battle of Normandy veteran and that state's field secretary for the NAACP when he was assassinated in 1963. Evers' killer, Klansman Ron De La Beckwith, was tried twice in 1964, resulting both times in a hung jury due mainly to the state pre-screening the jury for sympathetics to the cause. Beckwith was eventually convicted in a third trial in 1994 and died in prison in 2001. Evers crossed paths with the music world in a number of tracks, two of which being Only a Pawn in Their Game and Too Many Martyrs by Bob Dylan and Phil Oakes, respectively.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand set the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain as he rises to fame. And the poor white remains on the caboose of the train, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. But it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks. And the hoofbeats pound in his brain. and he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch, to hang and to lynch, to hide neath the hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in our game. Today, Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet he caught. They're lowering him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, you'll see by his grave, on the stone that remains, carved next to his name, his epitaph plain, only a pawn in their game.
In the state of Mississippi, many years ago, a boy of 14 years got a taste of Southern law. He saw his friend a-hanging, his color was his crime, and the blood upon his jacket put a brand upon his mind. Too many martyrs and too many dead, too many lies, too many empty words were said. Too many times for too many angry men. Oh, let it never be again. His name was Medgar Evers, and he walked his road alone, like Emmett Till and thousands more whose names we'll never know. They tried to burn his home and they beat him to the ground, but deep inside they both knew what it took to bring him down. Too many martyrs and too many dead, too many lies, too many empty words were said. Too many times for too many angry men. Oh, let it never be again. The killer waited by his home, hidden by the night, as Evers stepped out from his car into the rifle sight. He slowly squeezed the trigger, the bullet left his side. It struck the heart of every man when Evers fell and died. Too many martyrs and too many dead, too many lies, too many empty words were said. Too many times for too many angry men. Oh, let it never be again. And they laid him in his grave while the bugle sounded clear. Laid him in his grave when the victory was near. While we waited for the future, for freedom through the land, the country gained a killer and the country lost a man. Too many martyrs and too many dead, too many lies, too many empty words were said. Too many times for too many angry men. Oh, let it never be again. Oh, let it never be again.
Sadly, we're not even close to finish with Mississippi, and these are the acknowledged crimes. There's most likely thousands that were successfully covered up. The next being the murders of Chaney Goodman and Schwerner, three civil rights activists working the Freedom Summer campaign of 1964 in that state. On their way to visit a congregation of a previously burned-out church, they were arrested following a traffic stop near Philadelphia, Mississippi. Subsequently released, they were followed by a lynch mob, which included that county's sheriff, a Philadelphia police officer, and 10 like-mindeds, who, when catching up, murdered them, buried the bodies, and burned their car. In the subsequent trial, if the feds hadn't stepped in, nobody would have been convicted if tried locally. As it was, no one indicted served more than 6 years in prison. This atrocity was immortalized in the 1988 film Mississippi Burning, and in line with this show's theme, the Tom Paxton track, Goodman, Schwerner, and Chaney. from 1965's Ain't That News LP.
The night air is heavy, no cool breezes blow. The sounds of the voices are worried and low. Desperately wondering and desperate to know about Goodman and Schwerner and Cheney. Calm desperation and flickering hope. Reality grapples like a hand on the throat. For you live in the shadow of 10 feet of rope. If you're Goodman and Schwerner and Cheney. The Pearl River was dragged and two bodies were found. But it was a blind alley for both men were brown. So they all shrugged their shoulders and the search it went on for Goodman and Schwerner and Cheney. Pull out the dead bodies from the ooze of the dam. Take the bodies to Jackson all according to plan. With the one broken body do the best that you can. It's the body of a young James Cheney. The nation was outraged and shocked through and through. Call J. Edgar Hoover, he'll know what to do. For they've murdered two white men and a colored boy too. Goodman and Schwerner and Cheney. James Cheney, your body exploded in pain. And the beating they gave you is pounding my brain. And they murdered much more with their dark bloody chains. And the body of pity lies bleeding. The pot-bellied copper shook hands all around. And joked with the rednecks who came into town. And they swore that the murderer soon would be found. And they laughed as they spat their tobacco.
And if all that's not enough to cement Mississippi's dubious place in the list of the morally vacant, you need to meet Emmett Till. Emmett was a 14-year-old Chicago boy visiting family in the Delta community of Money in 1955. His crime was allegedly offending a white woman in her family's grocery store. His sentence was death by lynching. His killers, one of which was the lady's husband, were, not surprisingly, found not guilty. They later admitted in an interview with Look magazines that they were, in fact, Emmett's killers. Here's Bob Dylan's take on the story.
Cross down in Mississippi, not so long ago, when a young boy from Chicago town walked in a southern door. This boy's fateful tragedy you should all remember well. The color of his skin was black, and his name was Emmett Till. Some men, they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said they had a reason, but I disremember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There was screaming sounds inside the barn. There was laughing sounds out on the street. Then they rolled his body down a gulf amidst a blood-red rain. And they threw him in the waters wide to cease his screaming pain. The reason that they killed him there, and I'm sure it ain't no lie, he was a black-skinned boy, so he was born to die. and then to stop the United States of yelling for a trial. Two brothers, they confessed that they had killed poor Emmett Till. But on the jury, there were men who helped the brothers commit this awful crime. And so this trial was a mockery, but nobody seemed to mind. I saw the morning papers, but I could not bear to see the smiling brothers walking down the courthouse stairs. For the jury found them innocent, and the brothers, they went free. While Emmett's body still floats the foam of a Jim Crow southern sea. If you can't speak out against this kind of thing, a crime that's so unjust, your eyes are filled with dead man's dirt, your mind is filled with dust. Your arms and legs, they must be in shackles and chains, and your blood, it must cease to flow for you to let this human race fall down so god-awful low. This song is just a reminder to remind your fellow man that this kind of thing still lives today in that ghost rope Ku Klux Klan. But if all us folks that thinks alike, if we'd give all we could give, we could make this great land of ours a greater place to live.
Here's to the state of Mississippi. For underneath her borders the devil draws no line. If you drag her muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. Oh, the fat trees of the forest have hid a thousand crimes. The calendar is lying when it reads the present time. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the people of Mississippi, who say the folks up north, they just don't understand, and they tremble in the shadows at the thunder of the Klan. Oh, the sweating of their souls can wash the blood from off their hands. For they smile and shrug their shoulders at the murder of a man. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Mississippi, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere, and every single classroom is a factory of despair. And there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the cops of Mississippi. They're chewing their tobacco as they lock the prison door, and their bellies bounce inside them when they knock you to the floor. No, they don't like taking prisoners in their private little wars. And behind their broken badges, there are murderers and more. Whoa, another country to be part of. And here's to the judges of Mississippi, who wear the robe of honor as they crawl into the court, and they're guarding all the bastions of their phony legal fort. Oh, justice is a stranger when the prisoners report. When the black man stands accused, the trial is always short. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of, Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Mississippi, in the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down, and criminals are posing as the mayors of the towns. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sounds. And the speeches of the governor are the ravings of a clown. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of, Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the laws of Mississippi. Congressmen will gather in a circus of delay, while the Constitution's drowning in an ocean of decay. Unwed mothers should be sterilized, I've even heard them say. Yes, corruption can be classic in the Mississippi way. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of, Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the churches of Mississippi, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. Oh, the fallen face of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Whoa, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of, Mississippi, find yourself another country to be part of.
All the news that's fit to play here on the Vinyl Garage.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddamn. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. This is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine, we all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there, I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you, me and my people just about due.
I've been there, so I know. Keep on saying, go slow. But that's just the trouble.
Slow.
Washing the windows.
Slow.
Picking the cotton.
Slow.
You're just plain rotten. You thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady. And you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You're all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble. Peace segregation. Mass participation. Unification. Do things gradually. But bring more tragedy. Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it? I don't know. I don't know. You don't have to live next to me. Just give me my equality. Everybody knows about Mississippi. Everybody knows about Alabama. Everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn. That's it.
Two general anti-Mississippi tracks from Phil Oakes and Nina Simone. Neither holding back on how that songwriter feels regarding that state's civil rights history. From Phil Oakes's Here's to the State of Mississippi and its suggestion that they find another country to be part of, to Miss Simone's exasperation in Mississippi Goddamn. A reference contained within is where we're heading next, one state east to Alabama. Alabama's civil rights resume includes the home of Rosa Parks and her arrest in 1955 and the subsequent Montgomery bus boycott, 1961's Freedom Rides, 1965's Selma to Montgomery March. But for this show, it's the 16th Street Baptist Church bombings, one Sunday morning in September 1963. 15 sticks of dynamite were placed by the local chapter of the KKK under the steps of the church near the basement, and when exploded, killed Addie Mae Collins, Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson, and Carol Denise McNair, along with injuring 22 others. The girls were changing into their choir robes at the time. The heinous act was chronicled in a song written by Joan Baez's sister and brother-in-law, Richard and Mimi Farina, Birmingham Sunday. Although recorded by Joan in 1964, I'm going with a contemporary rendition by folk country singer Rhiannon Giddens. Now, I do appreciate the accomplishments of Joan Baez, but quite frankly, I just can't listen to her.
Come round by my side and I'll sing you a song. I'll sing it so softly it'll do no one wrong. On Birmingham Sunday, the blood ran like wine, and the choirs kept singing of freedom. That cold autumn morning, no eye saw the sun, and Addie Mae Collins, her number was one. At an old Baptist church, there was no need to run, and the choirs kept singing of freedom. Now the clouds, they were gray, and the autumn wind blew, and Denise McNair brought the number to two. The Falcon of Death was a creature they knew, and the choirs kept singing of freedom. Dark number was three. Her prayers and her feelings would shame you and me. And the choirs kept singing of freedom. Young Carol Robinson entered the door. Had given was four. She asked for a blessing, but asked for no more. And the choirs kept singing of freedom. Sunday, a noise shook the ground. People all over the earth turned around. For no one recalled a more cowardly sound. And the choirs kept singing of freedom.
by far the most significant headline to grace the civil rights world of atrocities was the assassination of Martin Luther King. And that dubious honor goes to Tennessee. Memphis in particular, room 306 of the Lorraine Hotel, to be exact. There were numerous musical representations honoring Dr. King. We're closing with three. A great cover of Abraham, Martin, and John, this time by Marvin Gaye. James Taylor's Shed a Little Light. And of course, U2's Pride in the Name of Love. Once again, music steps up.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Oh yeah. Has anybody here seen but it seems the good die young, yeah. I just looked around and he was gone. We'll be right back.
Recognize that there are ties between us, all men and women living on the earth. Ties of hope and love, sister and brotherhood. That we are bound together in our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. We are bound together by the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound and we are bound.
There is a feeling like the clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest.
Shed a little light, oh Lord.
Shed a little light, oh Lord.
So that we can see.
Oh, now.
Just a little light, oh Lord.
A little light, oh Lord. Of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest. Oh, let us turn our thoughts today, tomorrow,
and recognize that there are times us, all men and women living on the earth, ties of hope and love, sister and
brotherhood.
there's another perfectly good hour of your life spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your good taste. Questions, comments, your undying admiration, or total contempt can be directed at Facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, I'm Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
Great.